This episode of the MGMA podcast is brought to you by Walmart Business. It's the Walmart you love, now for business. Get everything you need for your staff and patients in one place. Enjoy big savings on health and safety products, cleaning supplies, over-the-counter medications, and much more. And don't forget the break room snacks. Create a free account today and start shopping at business.walmart.com. That's business.walmart.com. Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, Senior Editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are back with Colleen Luckett, editor and writer at MGMA, and we're back for another week in review. So, Colleen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be here yet again.
Yeah, it's I don't even need to introduce you anymore. You're part of the show, so I'll just say Colleen's here too, so we'll go from there. But I know that you've been working on a ton of things lately, you and the whole content team there. So let's dig into a few of the pieces that you want to share with us this week.
Sure. So first up, we have a couple of articles to share. The first one is titled Engaging with Patients to Reduce Payment Stress, Considering the Patient Perspective. It's by Claude Royster. He's Vice President and General Manager of Wellness at Synchrony. They're one of our partners. This piece dives into a topic none of us can ignore, increasing healthcare costs and their impact on patient care, namely patients delaying or even skipping care because of the costs. And personally, I can attest to this one, Daniel. I don't know if you can, but I'm still paying off medical debt from an ER visit for COVID more than a year ago. And I definitely put off care. And I know that's not good, but it's a reality a lot of us are facing. So, but anyway, in this article, Royster does a great job of outlining the challenges that come with these rising costs, but he also offers strategies to help mitigate payment stress for patients. It's a crucial read about how financial pressures are influencing patient decisions and what you as practice managers can do to ease this burden. So be sure to give it a look. It's packed with insights and practical advice that could make a real difference in your practice and for your patients.
Yeah, we had Claude on the podcast, our Business Solutions podcast, a little while ago. It's been in the last couple of months or so, talking about this general topic. I mean, this is what his expertise is in. I have the article open right now. So what we're going to do for everybody is we'll give you a direct link to the article itself. We'll also provide a direct link to our conversation with Claude from a while back. But I'm just looking over it one more time and remembering some of the things he was talking about. But I mean, just some of the bullet points to remember here is how a challenging payment experience can impact practices. One of the things Claude writes in here is practices should consider removing surprises and payment hurdles from the payment experience by ensuring that patients are aware of the cost associated with their treatments as well as their various options to pay. Colleen, you probably would have appreciated that when you went to the ER for COVID. So.
Yeah, it was. This was not MGMA. I'm happy to say we have really great benefits here as my last job. And yeah, we had terrible benefits for my company. And long story, won't share it here.
Yeah. So what else do we have there then? What else do you want to share with us?
Yeah. So that second article is hot off the press. Actually, we just published it this morning. This one is called Leakage, The Problem Your Health System Has No Plan For by Jonathan Sachs. So Jonathan was the lead executive for patient experience in two large healthcare systems. So he comes with a breadth of knowledge on patient experience. So most of you probably know what leakage is in the context of healthcare, the healthcare system. It sounds a little odd, but briefly, leakage is what happens when a patient leaves a provider's network to get care, causing all kinds of financial and continuity of care issues, as most of you know. So in this article, Jonathan goes over these challenges and gives some insights on improving patient experience and engagement as the main way to address leakage in your practice. And as Daniel said, you can find both of these articles in the show notes. Look for those links. And but you can also go to our website to find these articles and past articles. Just go to Practice Resources and under the Insights bucket, click Articles. And you know, we would love to hear from you guys. Have you checked out our MGMA member community forums yet? You can find those on the website as well. At the top of the homepage, click membership, and under the member benefits bucket, click member community slash networking. You can start discussions with your peers, do some networking. It's such a great way to connect with other MGMA members, and we just want to make sure you all are using that benefit.
This is a perfect segue. Thank you. And yes, I have benefited so much from the member community, from y'all, more or less raising your hand, volunteering, doing different things. We are recording this on December 1st. And so this is going to go up here in the next hour or two on Friday morning. But there's also going to be a post out there in the member community. We have been in the works with something for a long, long time. And that is starting a MGMA book club with the MGMA members. So look for a post today in the member community, December 1st. It's going to be out there for anyone who wants to join this MGMA book club. It's going to allow you to get up to 10 hours of volunteer hours by, reading the book, doing a little prep work, then showing up for a meeting where we'll discuss it. So be on the lookout for that.
Cool. Oh.
So Colleen, we may get you to join our book club too.
I know. I've got a lot on my list, but the last thing, of course, and definitely not least, is our stat poll for this week. And this week's stat poll addressed a topic that's generating a lot of discussions in the industry lately. So we asked the question, are insurers charging you practice fees you didn't agree to in order to receive electronic payments? And according to the poll, a staggering 60% of you reported that insurers are indeed charging you those practice fees for electronic payments you hadn't agreed to. This is a big deal, of course, because these fees are cutting into the reimbursements that your practices depend on. Our stat results article for this poll was written by our government affairs team this week, and it sheds light on how widespread this issue is. Over 6 in 10 of you said that you are facing an average fee of 2% or more on your reimbursements. And of course, this isn't just about numbers, it's about the financial health and viability of your practices. But there's a ray of hope. The article also covers MGMA's ongoing advocacy efforts, including the introduction of the bipartisan No Fees for EFTs Act on the Hill. It also has the backing of the AMA, and a couple of the congressional co-sponsors drew on their own experience as physicians in their comments about it. This bill is a crucial step toward protecting you and your practice from these unfair charges. So stay tuned on this one.
Awesome. Awesome. And so just as a reminder, everyone, if you've been listening to Week in Review for the last, 2 or 3 years, you know that we do give you an opportunity to sign up because we do want your voices heard as well and want you to be part of that MGMA stat. And you sign up simply by texting STAT, STAT, and you text that to 33550 or visit mgma.com/stat. The polls will be sent to your phone via text message. I'm part of the stat poll survey group, so I receive that on Tuesdays, and then I receive the results on Thursdays. It's that simple. So please
Yeah,
join
and
that. Yeah, go right ahead, Colleen.
yeah, I was just going to say, and you can find, as always, find those stat poll results articles on the MGMA website. From the website, click Practice Resources, and then under the Insights bucket, click MGMA Stat. And you know, these articles, as we've explained, they not only reveal the results, but they bring together context from the industry and real world cases and applications. So it's really important for people to participate. Because the more you participate, the better our results will be.
Yeah, in real time, I am just testing the waters here and this works. So you can literally type mgma.com/mgma stat, or you can type mgma.com/stat, and it takes you to the landing page. You can sign up for Stat there. I'm looking at this in real time and figuring it out myself. And then you can scroll down and see different Stat stories, all the good stuff there. So,
We really want you to participate.
yeah, we do.
Lots of
And
options there.
well, and it's in response to recent surveys and focus groups that we've done with the MGMA community. You've let us know you want to be more interactive. You want to be involved. You want your voice heard in different ways, whether that's by appearing on an MGMA podcast. Received a very nice email recently from one of our listeners who said they were just listening to Colleen and me a week or so ago and sent some great ideas in. So we're going to have you on the podcast. So anybody that wants to do that, you can email me directly, dwilliams@mgma.com. Let me know you want to appear on a podcast. We'll have you on here, hear your story. So just a lot of ways that we can have you get the most out of your membership at MGMA. So Colleen, what else before we sign off for this Friday?
Yeah, I'm almost finished. I just wanted to give you all a little teaser about one of our offerings coming up next week. It's a members-only project management toolkit that will come with video explainers and downloadable templates of all the tools so you can put them to work for your practice immediately. So keep an eye out for that one and for next week's weekly content roundup podcast, in which we will go over some more of the details as usual.
However, we may not have one next week because I'm going to be on vacation. So maybe Colleen will
Oh,
appear. She can learn the template and how to
that's
upload,
right.
and you may be
Ruin
able to. Who knows? I don't know. It, I will
into
be
the
pleasantly surprised if there's a
lion's den.
podcast that appears next week, but
Well,
I will not be here
well, let's not count on it. Let's
though.
let's
So we
give a
might.
couple weeks.
That's right. We may give you all a little time off, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with another week in review. So, Colleen, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. As always, glad to be here.
Awesome. All right, everyone. That is going to do it for this episode of MGMA's Week in Review podcast with Colleen Luckett. I'm Daniel Williams. Thank you for being an MGMA podcast listener. If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership. The popular buzzword we've been seeing everywhere is AI. But what we all want to know is how we can implement and use it to our advantage. When it comes to improving margins, accelerating cash flow, and optimizing staff performance, there's a one-stop shop using cloud-based predictive analytics. MGMA Analytics is your AI-enabled tool that upscales technology you've already been paying for, so you can silo your disparate systems and make data-backed business decisions. Visit mgma.com/analytics and see how AI can revolutionize your finances and operations. Again, visit mgma.com/analytics today.